in my middle age, I'm finally thinking about trying to have a baby, and my sweetheart says, "Why don't we just buy a baby?" And I've never read this poem out loud. It's just this little thing, really, but I think I'll just read it for the hell of it. But anybody here who was in Catholic school in the 50s might get a kick out of it. Buying the Baby. It's called Buying the Baby. In those days, you could buy a pagan baby for $5. The whole class saved up. And when you bought it, you could name it Joseph, Mary, or Teresa. The class took a vote. But on the day I brought in the $5 my grandmother had given me for my birthday, something happened. A fire drill, an assassination. And if it was announced, Marie Howe has all by herself bought a baby in India and gets to name it, it was overshadowed and forgotten. And if I tried to picture my baby, the care package carried to her hut and placed before her as her sisters and brothers watched, that image dissolved in the long shining hall to the girls' lavatory. Even in my own room, waiting for Roy Orbison to sing Only the Lonely so I could sleep, I couldn't conjure that baby up. The $5 I gave her would never reach her. I knew that, because I wanted my class to thank me good for giving it. Spiritual pride, the nuns called it, a sin of intention, which was a sister to the sin of omission, which was the price for what you hadn't done but thought. Sometimes I prayed so hard for God to materialize at the foot of my bed, it would start to happen. Then I would beg it to stop, and it would.
Weird.